This comes from a clip where Cheryl Atkinson from Full Measure sat down with Trump and asked him a very interesting question. And I want you to listen to his response. And I'm talking to all you Trump supporters. How in the hell, honestly, how in the hell can you support him when he still thinks like this?
On COVID, you frequently say at your rallies and so on that you don't feel like you get enough credit on COVID. But by nearly every assessment, the CDC failed miserably at job one. And yes, the COVID vaccines were developed in record time, but as we now know, they don't prevent infection, illness, or transmission, and they have very potentially serious side effects. Do you think that maybe they were approved too fast? And in hindsight, based on what we know now, what would you have done differently?
Well, I think they're doing studies on the vaccines, and we're going to find out. And it'll come out one way or the other. But I really had a mandate to get vaccines done, and I got them done very quickly in record time. The Democrats love it. You know, the Democrats love it, and the Republicans don't. It's
love
very
what?
Interesting. The vaccines, they love it.
The Democrats love the vaccines, says the father of the vaccine.
I have a friend of mine who said to me, why don't you talk about the vaccine, what you did with the vaccine? He's a Democrat, but I'm sure he voted for me. He said, what you did was the most incredible thing that any president has ever done. You've saved hundreds of millions of lives all over the world. And this was just recently.
Now, I don't know if a guy really said that to him. And if he did, I don't know if the guy was really a Democrat. But the message that Trump is trying to convey, he wants the world to know, I saved hundreds of millions of lives through the big pharma clot shot. And you're going to vote for him.
Smart guy.
But he ain't done yet.
He said, I don't understand why you don't talk about it. And I don't talk about it. But if you go to Pfizer, if you go to some of these companies, they have charts and they have all sorts of statistics. And I say, why don't you release those statistics? Let people know. But I don't talk about it. I can say this. The Democrats would love to claim it. The Republicans don't want to claim it. But it'll be determined, I'd say, over the next 12 months. I say this in terms of overall. I think I did an amazing job with COVID. I never got the credit for it. Remember that more people died under...
There are products out there from the big pharma industrial complex who has handed massive, massive billions and billions of dollars, trillions of dollars worth of checks from Donald Trump to the big pharma industrial complex, to Pfizer, to Moderna, to Johnson & Johnson. Moderna.tx had on their website, they didn't even call it a vaccine, they called it the program, an app, like an application, and the software of life. And Donald Trump is proud to have been a part of spearheading that, bringing that into existence. And you're going to vote for him. But he ain't done yet.
Biden Harris then died under Trump. And they had a much easier time because when it came in here, nobody knew what it was. It came from the Wuhan labs, which I always said, but nobody really knew what it was, where it came from, nothing. They knew nothing. And we got hit. And I got great credit on military. We knocked out ISIS. We rebuilt the military. Great credit on military. Great credit on the economy.
Increased funding for the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us against, but you're still going to vote for him.
I never got great credit on the fighting of the China virus, which is COVID, but...
Which was never isolated, purified, which was... That Kerry Mullis's invention, the PCR test, the polymerase chain reaction test was abused. They didn't even have the right cycles going in it, according to Anthony Fauci. Donald Trump kept Anthony Fauci on the staff as the highest paid federal employee, even higher than Donald Trump himself, when he could have exercised his power as a president of the United States to fire him, but he didn't.
We call it the China virus because we like to be accurate. But if you think of what I've done, I took a disaster that came into our shores, that dust flew in from China.
Oh, was it a disaster or was it a scamdemic? Was it the biggest power and wealth transfer this nation has ever seen to date? He signed a $6.2 trillion stimulus bill. And you're still going to vote for him.
And we started making things like the ventilators. We were supplying the whole world with ventilators within a period of 7 months.
He's proud about the ventilators, guys?
We took auto factories and started making ventilators in auto factories. We did the gowns, the costumes, you know, all of the different things, all of the rubberized products, the masks, all everything.
In other words, we really, really interfered with the free market.
And we also had to go because our, you know, when I took over, the cupboards were bare. We had nothing. We were supposed to have, but we had nothing. And in all fairness to previous presidents, the reason is that nobody really thought a pandemic in this world, in this age, was possible. You know, you remember 1917, we had the great pandemic that people talk about, 100 million people, they say, died. And basically this would have...
Oh, did we now? That's what it was, huh? What's he propagating here? Is he propagating the truth or is he propagating a lie?
Happened here too, and it didn't happen here. I think I did a great job. I think I will not be given credit for it, but there are a lot of people that think I did a really fantastic
job. He wants credit. He wants credit for this.
Fantastic job on that. Nobody knew what it was. Nobody knew where it came from.
The year after this, just to remind you, the year after this, Pfizer made a $100 billion profit.
And remember, we had far fewer deaths than Biden, and Biden just got the tail end. So
you are going to vote for the father of the vaccine who promoted the scamdemic lie and enriched the big pharma industrial complex. Could you please explain below on this X platform why the hell you're still going to support that guy? And he takes credit for shutting the country down. Leave your thoughts. If you disagree, let me have it.